Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Talk. Hey, come on in. Come on into the cafe. Hang out with me. Grab yourself a latte. Grab yourself some tea. Pull out your cards. Or ask me to pull some. Yes, we're hanging out in the cafe. It's kind of, compared to the last couple of days and the last couple of shows, it's really low key today. Yes, we're just hanging out. It's a Thursday, January 25th, 2024. I don't know if we're going to even get any callers or anybody in the chat because we haven't been doing live shows on Thursdays. Actually, we haven't been doing live shows on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday either. We started doing that. We got some folks in. It took a little while to get, you know, people to get in on the phone lines and to come into the YouTube Live, but we did get the audience coming in. I think we'll see more and more as we do these daily shows every day now. So that's the new thing. Yes. In fact, let me pop that back up again. Shows now daily. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's roughly 7 p.m. London, UK. And we are live video streaming on YouTube and radio simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio. We're taking your calls, free readings, live chat. The live chat is on the YouTube Live on our YouTube channel. So there's a couple of ways to get to the YouTube channel. One is, you know, if you're listening on radio right now, you can just open a new tab in your browser, type in youtube.com/ the @ Psychic Talk. And that'll take you right to our channel and you'll see the live and it'll say live and just click on that and you'll be in there, be able to watch. Also join us in the chat room. You can also, if you're already on YouTube, you can search. We are getting reconnected, folks. Yes. Yes. So we have it merged. It looks like everything's working. We're going to cross our fingers and hope it keeps working. Yeah, because we actually had some callers and they all just dropped off. One just called back in. So we will bring them up. If you're on the phone lines, we'll bring you up in just a second. If you're listening to the radio broadcast, once again, I got interrupted in the middle of, you know, describing that, how to get to our YouTube channel, all the phone lines dropped and I'm like, oh, no. Anyway, so just go over to Psychic Talk. You can get there by going to YouTube and searching Psychic Talk. Now, if you put Psychic Talk in, you're going to get all those psychic videos. It has nothing to do with us. I mean, we might show up at the top, you know, I doubt it. So what you do is you search Psychic Talk, you click filters, you click channels, and you'll see our channel. And you'll see this logo. That's how you know it's our channel. It's the Psychic Talk logo. And you can get into the YouTube live with us. Yeah. Sorry if I sound a little scattered and you know, like kind of distracted or what have you. It's because I'm doing the show solo and there's like already all this stuff going wrong, you know, with the Blog Talk and the Zoom connection and everything else here, you know, but we will get it together. And that's the beauty of it. These shows always end up coming together by the end, you know, even the shows toward the end of December, when we were having problems with Blog Talk, we just didn't do Blog Talk, you know, we just did the YouTube Live, and we took questions from the live audience, and, you know, that was it. We didn't do anything else. You know, I like it, the simulcast. And, you know, we have 50 phone lines. People can call in. We love that aspect. We love talking to you on the phone. We're one of the only people that do this. I mean, all my searches on YouTube, I think I did find one psychic show, and they were dialed in a Blog Talk too, but they were literally talking into their phone and on YouTube and kind of telling you what the people were saying. I mean, you could kind of hear it, you know, but the way we do it, we have it merged together. So everybody on YouTube and on Blog Talk, everybody gets to hear everybody, you know? And so I think we're like the only people doing simulcasted shows. And I kind of don't want to give that up, but if Blog Talk keeps giving us these problems and hanging up on us and all this kind of stuff like that, you know, we might have to dump Blog Talk. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know. Michelle, what do you think? Michelle's one of our co-hosts. And, oh, Katarina's in there. Happy Thursday. She says happy Thursday to you, Katarina. Mahak, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's M-A-H-A-K, has a question. I don't really understand it. Like one, comma, P like me or not. Okay, I get that. You're asking if somebody named P likes you or not. But I'm not sure about the like one, or maybe you meant you have one question. I don't know. Anyway, I will come to your question in just a minute. If you have any questions, just type them in the chat. So the chat is on the YouTube live, and you don't have to get on a list or anything. All you have to do is say, hey, Dax, pull a card for me. You know, if you want something general, if you have a very specific question and you want me to pull cards on it, just type the question in. I have a question. I'd like to know blah, 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 blah. You know, one or two sentences, you know, make it concise. You don't have to spam the chat. In fact, anybody caught spamming the chat, putting your question in over and over again is what spamming means. We're not answering your question and we're going to block you. Okay. So put your question in once. We do them in the order that you put them in. So we will scroll to the top and go down through all the messages. And when we find questions, you know, we'll take that one and then the next one, then the next one, right? So all you got to do is go ahead, put it in there. You don't have to ask, can I ask a question? Just put it in, put it in. And Katarina says she has a question. If I have time, I have nothing but time. I am on here by myself. No co-host today. I'm flying solo. I had an awesome show yesterday with Ellie. It was the first show since I did shows with her where we didn't have a technical problem. She was having a lot of internet problems, and her video would freeze and her audio would cut in and out and different things. We tried all different methods. We had her do the video, but then dial into the show. And then we did it through Zoom, and then we did it, you know, had her not be on Zoom, but called in. And oh my God. It looks like it's resolved now. She joined us for the 14th anniversary show on Saturday. If you haven't seen that show, it's right here on the channel. Go watch it on the YouTube channel, or you'll find it at psychic.cafe. Just scroll down through the community feed. You'll see it, or go to the Psychic Talk group, hit groups, go to Psychic Talk, and you will find the 14th anniversary special. It was our 1,000th episode as well. And when Ellie was on there, I noticed that there wasn't any problem like there normally was. And considering there was like, I don't know, a dozen of us on there, you know, but when she did the show with me yesterday, it was perfect. I was on with Michelle on Tuesday. That was a lot of fun. In fact, it was a 5-day and there was so much energy. Michelle and I were, you know, jumping around on the show. It was just hilarious. Oh my gosh. Lots of great nuggets of information. I mean, it's totally worth going and just listening to that show. You know, if you're bored, you don't have anything really to do, you know, it's a couple hours, you know, but you don't have to watch it the whole time. Just turn it on and just listen to it while you're doing the dishes or doing something else. Because Oh my God, we had fantastic little nuggets of information throughout the whole show. I channeled a goddess. I'm telling you, I never did that before. unbelievable show with Michelle. In fact, Michelle's in the chat there. How you doing, Michelle? I see you in there. I sadly think we may have to. Oh, okay. I asked her if we should get rid of Block Talk. You know, doing the simulcast, and you guys all just saw me, how we actually do it. You know, we dial in the Block Talk into the switchboard on the studio, and we dial into Zoom, and we merge them together. And then we're on Zoom with the video and the audio, and then we're streaming that to YouTube, okay? A lot of technical things going on there, and, you know, the more you're doing, the more possibility that there's going to be a weak chain in the link, and you're going to have an issue, you know? So getting rid of Hi, Michelle. Getting rid – Hi, Daximillion, you know, from your lips to God's ears, you know, we need to hit that, you know, million, a million in a year would be okay. I'm not greedy. I don't need $100 million, you know, but, you know, a million each year. Yeah, that's fine. We'll go with that. Yep. So we are going to answer some questions here in the chat, but you can also call into the show. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you can dial in now because we got the connection working with Blog Talk again. You can dial in, and it's the same number for all of our shows all week long. We are now on 7 days a week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Okay, so come here to YouTube, Psyche Talk, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London, UK, every day of the week. You know, now, every once in a while, there may be something happens, you know, bad scheduling, so, you know, have to go do an MRI or something like that. That's what happened on Monday. I didn't do a show because I had to go do an MRI down at the VA. Couldn't do the show, you know. But who knows, we may, you know, try other times on certain days and in addition to our regular schedule here. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So dial in at 714-816-4628 if you're on YouTube and you forget, it's always right here scrolling at the bottom, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets everybody know that you want to be live on air. And you can grab me a cup of coffee. That's always down here as well, the coffee link, psychic.cafe/coffee, psychic.cafe/coffee, sorry. And there's the phone number again, 714-816-4628. Dial in, and if you do it right now and get into the queue, press 1 on your dial pad to get into the queue, we'll be able to get your call. Okay, I'm going to go back over to the chat for a second. So for Malik, I'm going to see. Okay. It's Mayhawk. I cannot pronounce this. Okay. M. We're just going to call you M. And I don't know if P is a male, but he's showing up as the Page of Cups. And I think he, you know, he has the romantic interest. Mayhack. Maybe it's Mayhack. But I'm getting the Three of Swords. Yeah. I think that pretty much answers. I was going to do a yes, no, but I'm all five cards and everything. But I think, yeah, you know, he's got the interest there. His attention might be somewhere else. Okay. And being a page, you know, he may be chronologically younger than you. He may be a younger person in general. He may have, or he may just have a younger outlook on things. But, you know, could be a little in the juvenile area there, you know, and his attention is all over the place here. And then the Three of Swords. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to leave that there. And I'm going to do another question or two here before the numerology of the day and the cards of the day. Yeah, I'm mixing things up today. I'm here by myself. I can do whatever I want, right? Daxter. Yeah. Charlotte just popped in and said, hi, Daxter. I thought it was Daxie. You know what's really funny is I had another thing that's why things are kind of messed up today is like everything was running together. I woke up late. There was all this stuff to do. And it was because I had an emergency meeting down at the Legion, you know, and the district commander was there. And he calls me Daxter. Charlie, you're supposed to call me Daxie, and Michelle calls me Daximilian. And first name, last name is in here. Hi, everyone. Hi, first name. I'm just going to say hi first. Awesome. Yeah, so I'm going to look for some more questions here, maybe take a phone call before doing the cards of the day, because I don't know. I'm going to do something different. Katarina's got a question in here. Do you see my project, which starts with the letter M, that I just reviewed, Becoming Successful? Should I share it with Vincent? Well, that's different. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Should I share it with Vincent? Do you see my project that starts with the letter M that I just reviewed, Becoming Successful? Should I share it with Vincent? Oh, and I love that you did the M thing there. Yeah, so folks, when you ask questions, you know, we don't need, in fact, we prefer not to have full names or, you know, full names of people, full names of projects, full names of companies. Just say M, C, D, you know, whatever. That's all we need. A little energetic thing there. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Oh. Wow, I don't know. Oh, okay. I was getting worried there for a second. Okay, let me ask about Vincent here. Okay. This is really interesting, Katarina. So it wasn't looking good, but at the very end, I got the Ten of Cups. I think, yes, ultimately, the project will be successful. I think there's a lot of ups and downs, though, okay? So here's the Three of Wands. That's literally waiting for your ships to come in. So in the Two of Wands, you send out your ships, and the Three of Wands, they're coming back in low on the waterline, laden down with their goods, you know, and this merchant is up here waiting as they come in. Remember, three is also creativity and communication. So you did this project, you're waiting. It's materializing, but Ten of Wands, overburden, Eight of Swords, trapped in by too many thoughts and ideas, Nine of Swords, literally being kept up at night. I think there's going to be some headaches with this project, but ultimately, Ten of Cups. So that's the ray of sunshine there. Now, as far as Vincent goes, okay, it's kind of weird what I got. I'm going to say it's a yes. Go ahead and share it with Vincent. Because I got the Ace of Pentacles. And so I guess, and because I don't know what you completely meant by, you know, this is why we do longer 20, 30, 40 minute readings so we can hash through all this. You know, we only got a couple minutes with you here on the show. So not knowing what you meant by that, in general, I'm getting, yes, share it with Vincent, and it leads to something, maybe even something new. There's a new opportunity here and the world opens up. Got the World card. Yeah. So I think it's looking pretty good, and I think you should share it with Vincent. Let's see. Watching Dax pull cards is almost like watching a tennis match. Watching his facial expressions and change of voice with each pull is entertaining. Oh, thanks. Yay, Charlotte. It's interesting. A lot of YouTubers do that on purpose. I do not do that on purpose. That is just my natural way of doing it in general. But it's funny you mention that, and I did mention it, I think, yesterday's show maybe or the show before, and you probably heard me talking about this, Charlotte, where I was saying how I was watching videos with different YouTubers talking about, you know, their stage presence with the camera and talking to the camera and getting used to that and all that kind of thing. And they also talked about how what you do here, like if somebody was physically with you, is it doesn't translate well over the camera. So what they were meaning by that is you'd have a normal conversation with somebody and the level, voice levels, pitch, tone, everything would be perfectly fine if they're here with you. But as soon as it goes out over the camera, it gets dulled down. So when their advice was, when you're doing a YouTube show, you got to bring the energy. You have to bring it up. You have to be more animated than you normally are. I'm animated with the hands and the gestures and the communication, you know, when I'm talking. In general, it's an Italian thing, you know, and I'm part Italian, so grew up in the Italian side of the family. We talked with our hands, right? So, you know, in order to get the energy that you have translate across through the camera, you have to project with your voice. You have to accentuate. You have to use bigger hand gestures instead of your, you know, you might talk like this, you know, you need to use bigger gestures, you know, and they will also after they film in the post edit, you know, they will do jump cuts and things like that. That's another way to add energy and to not seem boring. Actually, that was one of the videos was called that, you know, yes, you are boring. And then, this YouTuber explained how even though you may not be boring in person, over the camera, you're going to be boring as heck, especially if it's just you, right? So she gave all these different tips on how to not sound boring, you know, and do the jump cuts and the graphics that pop up and things, you know, to catch people's attention and then, you know, then you're not as boring, you know. And then also what I just explained about doing the whole projection and bringing in the energy, and you have to get hyped up. You know, I get ready for the shows 45 minutes before I'm in here. I'm getting everything set up, you know, but I'm also getting, you know, and I get my cup of coffee and then I go and get another cup of coffee because I'm getting ready because it's a performance. You have to really project. Even when you're just a talking head. But I'm glad, Charlotte, that you find it entertaining. And Michelle and Charlotte, a couple of our co-hosts are in there helping out and letting our new chatters know that they just go ahead and type in the question here. Okay, so I hope that helped you out, Katarina. She said thank you. If I could show it to him, if he would be it's Vincent, he would be interested on helping me get out there. Yeah. See, I got that. What was it? It was the Ace of Pentacles. Yeah. That was what that Ace of Pentacles was with Vincent. See, I think he can help you get it out there. Yes. Okay. We're going to pop over to the phone lines and, this is a great time to call in. This happened yesterday because, you know, we're not normally on Wednesdays, but now we're going to be on like every day of the week. But sometimes it'll be the custom shows, you know, like the Angelic View with Maria Moss on every other Sunday. Friday, like tomorrow, will be Catherine Hahn with her show, Compassionate Light. And then, you know, if we don't have a regularly scheduled show like that, you know, I will pop on with one of these psychic talk shows. I call them our daily shows. I don't want to say our generic shows. That sounds boring and generic. We don't want that. No. So it was like this yesterday, and I'm wondering if maybe a little bit later, we're 27 minutes in, if a little bit later in the show, we will get some more callers. So 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That will raise your hand and let us know you want to be live on air. Put you in the call. It also pops you up in the queue. Yeah, because if you haven't raised your hand, if you haven't pushed 1, you're at the bottom of the queue when you call in, you know, and it pushes you into the caller queue to get on air at the top. So press 1 as soon as you get through, 714-816-4628. We're going to area code 479. Hello, are you there, caller?
I sure am.
Where are you calling in from?
Arkansas.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. What's your name, hon?
My name's Angela. StreamYard's a really good
Angela.
Venue to use.
What's that?
StreamYard.
StreamYard?
There's a free, there's a free version.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I've
used StreamYard.
Version. That sometimes works
well with. Yeah,
I've used
StreamYard. I've also used a couple of other ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head here. There was StreamYard. What else did I – EVMUX, Restream Studio. I'm looking on my list here because I actually have them all bookmarked and everything. And
well, StreamYard crosses
but,
over to different social platforms.
Yeah.
You might like
all the,
it.
Yeah, they
I
all
don't
do.
Know.
They all do. There's Lightstream. I use Lightstream as well.
Yeah, that's
but
not
what
bad.
None of the – what none of the – yeah, yeah. And – I already have a professional account with Zoom for our workshops that we do and classes and things like that and our meetings. So, you know, it did make sense for me to use one of those other systems when, I mean.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Zoom does it. You know, it sends us to YouTube. You know, the only reason we were going to do EVMUX or Lightstream or StreamYard was because you could go, you could send the stream to multiple places. So you could be on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Instagram, you know, I don't even know where it all goes, right? But we ultimately decided that we want to concentrate on one platform. So that's why we're just doing YouTube. And it got to be too disjointed where we had the YouTube Live and the Facebook Live going, and then we had to monitor because people would type in like a chat room on the platform they were on. So we had to monitor YouTube. We had to monitor Facebook. We had to monitor our own chat room that we had on the website. I mean, it got really confusing. And so we decided to go with YouTube, and we're already paying for Zoom, why pay for another platform? Also, those platforms,
I hear you.
they don't have phone lines. You know, that's why we do this with Blog Talk, where we simulcast and we merge them together so we can be on YouTube and on Blog Talk at the same time. And you know, almost no one's doing that from Blog Talk or from YouTube. It's so cool. But thanks for the suggestion, Angela. And so, what's going on with you? Is it cold where you are?
It had been. It's a rainy, warm day. It's not bad at all.
We warmed up now.
Well, I was calling about where I live. I live on some land. I don't know how to ask a question. I don't know if that makes sense.
We'll figure it out.
I haven't heard your show before, but I found it today.
I'm glad you found it.
I'm looking at, I have a hearing on February 7th. I live in some protected lands. I may have to move. What do you see?
See what's going on. Okay, I'm not seeing anything that indicates a move.
Okay.
I am getting a base of wands. I'm getting, you know, there's some kind of new opportunity. And as far as it working out, I think it's going to work out in your favor. The Knight of Pentacles shows up, and that is slow, steady progress towards your goal. The Wheel of Fortune shows up. Fortune turning in your favor. And and the Nine of Cups, literally the wish come true card, the Nine of Cups. So it's looking really good. And none of the traditional, like, you know, move cards or anything like that seem to pop up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that answers your question, though. You know,
well,
it's
it makes me
leaning,
feel better, obviously.
Yeah,
but
it's leaning
good.
Positive. Was there anything
specific? So hopefully
specific,
that means I get a truck, too, that wish card.
Well, yeah, if that's your wish come true, you know, very rarely do you get the wish card, you know, you get the Nine of Cups right next to the Wheel of Fortune. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's like if I get that combination with my clients, I tell them, run, do not walk, to the nearest casino.
Oh.
Because you're going to win.
Well, gambling
yeah, so it's looking
has been
really
a problem
really
in my family for a couple hundred years. I've even found a case
What?
Well, in 1600, so
before,
there was one that was lost land on the James River due to a car
that's
game.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is crazy stuff.
I know.
But
it's the people who gamble
besides,
don't win in my family.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, no. I had a friend that won big the lottery. Not the.
Oh, wow.
But not the lottery, you know, where they do the balls and everything. I'm talking about lottery like scratchers.
Oh, well,
and,
cool.
And stuff like that. And he won $10,000.
Whoa. That certainly
but
would
the only
help
problem
me.
Was. But the only problem was. Over the last, say, year and a half, 2 years, he's put like $100,000 into that machine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually down $90,000, even though he won $10,000. It's a trap, even though he won ten. So Angela, besides the move, which, like I said, I am not seeing here. Let me take a look here. I'm not seeing a move. Nothing's showing up. But is there anything else regarding the issue with the land? I mean, in general,
there's
I'm getting really positive. Mm-hmm.
I live in a mobile home, and the people that own the land want to, quote, redevelop it. But it's next mm-hmm. to – I live in a conservatory. It's one step before a national forest. So the landowners have been found with dirty hands. So I was thinking it would probably go my way.
Mm-hmm.
But you just never know. I mean, we deal with committees
yeah.
and boards, and yeah, it can get complicated. But my main worry, of course, is am I going to be able to stay? And I need a new vehicle. So maybe that Wheel of Fortune is that. I've been trying to manifest
so.
A new truck, you know, and just, I'm at a point, I don't know if you've ever been at this point, where you just, needs to change or flip. What used to work does not. I know there's a full moon tonight, so maybe I'll try
you know,
to, I believe in manifesting. Try to manifest
I definitely see that happening. I pulled some more cards. And the Four of Pentacles talks about, you know, holding on to what you got and staying put. It looks like you won't have to move there. Temperance card shows up. That's really, really positive. That's my favorite card. I love that. You know, that's like the alchemist, the mixing of opposites, miracles happening. But what was really interesting is the Tower card showed up. And, you know, a lot of people right away, they think, "Oh no, the Tower card, bad things happening."
That's a surprise.
But the Tower card also means, like you said, a surprise. It could be a surprise happening. But I was pulling this right when you were, you know, talking about things not working and having to go in a different direction and so forth. And
right.
The Tower card also means a shift in foundation. So a complete change, you know, like getting rid of belief systems that no longer serve you or beliefs of certain things that no longer serve you and so forth, going in a different direction. I think that's what it's talking about there. So, you know, I think that's looking really, really good, Angela.
Oh,
I wish you good luck.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to me.
Thanks for calling in.
I'll just continue.
Yeah, I'm glad you found us.
If you could just mute me.
Yeah. I will. I'll keep you on the line there. Happy New Year to you. And I'll just I'll mute your line and keep you in the queue here so you can listen to the show. And I hope you'll dial back in on a future show and hang out with us. Okay, lots of stuff going on in the chat. I do have another phone call, but I want to talk about the numerology of the day and the cards of the day real quick. Let me look over here. Yeah, okay, so we have another call, and then this is the time to call in, okay? I think I might be going, I don't know, maybe another 10 minutes, 10, 20 minutes, you know? So this is the time to call in, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through there. It is the 25th, so that is a 7 energy. Also, the entire date, January 25th, 2024, adds up and reduces to 7 as well. 7 is the seeker energy, you know. That's when I'm always talking about doing your genealogy project and, you know, going to Udemy, studying something new. If you're a 7 life path, you know, or attitude number, even destiny number, I mean, those are the natural detectives. And they want to know how things work. They want to find the answers. They want to dig deep. They also want to know the answers to the big questions, like how does the universe work? How does the law of attraction work? You know, how does tarot and numerology work? You know, why are we here? You know, all the big questions. And I got the 7 of Pentacles, which I love that because it's 7. I love when the card of the day matches the numerology of the day. But this 7 of Pentacles is exactly what I'm talking about with that 7 energy. And as you can see, you know, this is how you know that the tarot is a numerologically based system, because the energy, essence, meanings surrounding the numbers matches what you see in these cards. These cards are like visual representations of the numerical energies combined with the 5 platonic solids, so the 5 elements. And yeah, the 4 suits with the 4 classical physical elements, and then there's the quintessential element or spirit, and that's the major arcana. Major arcana is kind of the 5th suit. So this is a perfect example, the seeker. So in the 7 of Pentacles, the farmer who has a crop growing, he is leaning over on his hoe and he is reevaluating the harvest. He's checking it out, you know, and his facial expression is difficult to make out. And actually that's kind of on purpose, because depending on the question being asked and the surrounding cards, this card can be a positive or a negative card. Now, in my yes-no spread, numerologically, because it's a 7, 7 is odd. Odd numbers are a no, you know. But that's only the numerological value. But the meaning essence of the card, okay, he could be unhappy with the harvest in this facial expression or happy. You really can't make it out. You know, it's kind of leaning towards, okay, I'm looking at it, you know, and maybe not so happy. I mean, that's the general feeling, but really it could go either way, right? So this card, and with it being a 7-day, it's saying, hey, reevaluate your situation, where you're going and how you're getting there. And I also pulled the 9 of Pentacles. So you got the 7 of Pentacles where you're doing the reevaluation and you're working on it. 8 comes along. 8 is abundance. We know we're in a world year of 8, abundance and prosperity. So it kind of jumps the 8, you know, so you get the abundance and prosperity, and this is where you end up, the 9 of Pentacles. So the end of this cycle. And she has all the creature comforts, the money. She's in the walled garden, you know, vineyard growing there with grapes. And, you know, it's just an idyllic situation. And I call this the self-made woman card, the entrepreneur. And it doesn't have to be female. All you guys out there, you know, it's just the entrepreneurial card. Just happens to have a female figure. So, you know, this, and, you know, it jumps over the eight because what it's showing you is this is how you get to this. This is the goal. And how you get there is by doing the reevaluation now and getting onto the right track and attracting and then manifesting this, attracting this in. Okay. So let me put all these cards back in here together, and we're going to do some shuffling. And we're going to go over to the phone lines. I think area code 651, you're next. We're coming to you, and I know there's a couple of questions or so in the chat. I haven't been able to read through the chat yet, but it's really tiny text, you know. I could do the command plus and, like, blow it up real big, you know. They needed a senior button. You can push and make it bigger. I don't want to make the whole page bigger, just the text over here. Anyway, before we go to the call, though, I want to let you know what's going on at the cafe. As I said, you know, every day now you can join us in the cafe. And that's multi-layered because we're also, you know, we're talking about, you know, Psychic Talk and joining me here on the shows and calling in and chatting, asking questions about psychic development and numerology and tarot and, you know, anything you want to ask about, hypnosis, the law of attraction. Pretty much I have it all covered. I mean, there's some areas, like, I don't get into a lot of mediumship. I've done it a little bit. I don't do animal communication. You know, there's some areas. But everything else you can, you know, call in and ask a question about. You can also call in, obviously, and get a mini reading. And we're trying this out for 2024 here in the beginning of the year, doing a show daily. Yes. So this is really, really cool. You can join me in the cafe. And then the other layer of saying join me in the cafe is you can join us on our new website. And let me pop the URL up for everyone here. It is www.psychic.cafe. You can come over to our new community website and join for free right now. And you can go over and grab me a cup of coffee too on our coffee page. It's our tip jar. Yeah. But we like, because we're a cafe, Psychic Cafe, we like to call it our coffee. And as you can tell, I need more coffee, right? I'm not jazzed up enough. Psychic.cafe/coffee. And we're doing something new for 2024 also with this, where if before a show or during a live show, you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and buy us a cup of coffee, we will bring you on right away, no waiting. So if you have put a question in the chat, it doesn't matter how far down in the chat your question is. If you are calling on the phone lines, it doesn't matter how far down you are in the caller queue. We're going to stop whatever we're doing, and we're going to bring you on first. We're going to pop you to the top of the caller queue, or we're going to go all the way down to your question in chat and do your question when you buy us a cup of coffee. And all you got to do is go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, buy us a cup of coffee, and then let us know in the chat on YouTube. If this is before the show, come over to Psychic Cafe and message me through my profile. Now, you have to be a member on the website to message. It's free. Just sign up real quick. Takes 30 seconds. Message me at psychic.cafe/Dax, and you'll see the little message icon once you're signed in. You'll see the envelope. Click on that and just send me a message and say, hey, this is Tim, area code 637. And I just sent you a coffee, and I'm going to be on the show tomorrow. And we will look for your area code. We will bring you right on. Or if you can't call in, tell us your name in chat and that you'll be on tomorrow, and we will get you on first. No waiting. You know, before the cards of the day, the numerology of the day, before anything else, we will bring you right on. So that's the new thing for 2024. Also, we have our New Year's sale still going on. My readings are 50% off. They're normally $99.99. You will save $50. It's only $49.99 right now. And it's on the New Year's sale page. You can get to that from the community page, the main page of psychic.cafe. It's pinned at the top. It's the first or second post. Scroll down, click on when you see this banner, New Year's sale, and scroll down a bit, and you can book a reading with me for half price. Also, our lifetime membership to the Tarot Guild is 75% off. So instead of $297, it is $78, and you are signed up for life. So that means you can use all the functionality of the new Community Psychic Cafe website. You will get my course, my $297 tarot and numerology course called Tarot by the Numbers. You'll get that entirely free. You'll get your certification free should you want to be a professional reader, or maybe you already are a professional reader and you want to get certified. That'll be included. Normally, it's like $124 free. All this stuff in our workshops, our panel discussions we do all year long, our Q&As, all the functionality of the website. You'll be able to make your own groups. You know, only members, paying members can, you know, premium or lifetime members can make groups and post events and post blog posts and things like that on the new website. So you'll get all that functionality. And you only have to pay once, $78 for life. After the sale, the lifetime membership's going away. So get in on this. It's going to be a monthly fee or a one-time payment per year. So you'll be paying every year or each month. It'll be a subscription, basically. So paying $78 once is going to save you a lot, you know, instead of paying, say, $47 a year over 10 years, that's $470. You can be a member for 10 years for $78 and for the rest of your life. Jump on that. Jump on that. Tomorrow is Compassionate Light with Spiritual Channel, Catherine Hahn, and she's wrapping up her January series of shows on 2024, Year of Abundance and Infinite Possibilities. Do you really want it? It's like, what is it, and do you really want it? And I'm not sure exactly what she means by that, so I'm going to have to tune in and listen tomorrow as well, and she'll be taking your phone calls. I don't know if she... I think she's trying to be in chat now because she is doing the simulcasting now. She started this year with the video, and I think she goes in the chat and answers questions in chat too. If not, I'll be in chat tomorrow. We'll all tune in and find out, you know, what that means. Do you really want it? It's going to be interesting. And then I'll be back on Saturday. And then Sunday, the Angelic View will be back, I think it's Sunday, February 4th with Maria. I'll be joining her as a guest co-host. But this Sunday is her off day. It's like every other Sunday she does a show. So this Sunday, I've got the fabulous author, deck creator, Pamela Steele, certified tarot master. Pamela is going to be my guest co-host on Sunday. I am really, really excited about that. But it's really cool. It's a no-brainer now. Shows every day, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You could just stumble in here any day of the week when you need a reading. Just letting you know. Okay. So back over to the phone line. Oh, Maria's in there too. Hey, Maria, I was just talking about you. I'm excited. I'm waiting for February 4th when you'll be back. And she's, hey, sneak preview. Yeah, she's got a little mini topic going on. Maria's going to be talking about who are the angels in the Angelic View Oracle Cards deck. And she's going to be talking about those angels and why those angels and so forth and a little bit more about her deck. So here's a little, you know, it's a little sneak preview we're giving you here of the Angelic View Oracle cards. That's right. Hey, you can check it out right now and grab your deck at Maria G. Maas. That's 2 A's, MAAS.com. Maria G. Maas.com. Go check it out. All righty. So I'm going to go back over to that phone line. 651 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you calling from? 651.
It's Christiana again.
Hi, Christiana. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, but I wasn't sure what was appropriate for calling in. Like, I know I've been calling in a lot lately.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, you know, over the 14 years of doing this, we used to be really hardcore about that. You know, you get one call, you know, a week or every few days or something like that. But then we found there was some situations where we wanted the caller to call back in because it was an ongoing thing. And they'd call back and fill us in on the latest, and we'd pull more cards for them, you know. And so eventually, 14 years later, we got to the point where, like, you know, at this point, we really don't care. You know, we'd rather you call in and, you know, we'd rather you keep us updated on what's going on, and we could pull more cards for you.
Okay.
So
I
forgot already. What were we talking about before?
I asked about gods and goddesses and
was that when I got the Isis? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was the first time I channeled a goddess. It was so cool.
But today I was going to ask about my ancestors, but I decided to switch the question to something that's been pressing for a while. It's a really dark question, though, so I don't know. You could stop me if it's not appropriate, but I keep having dreams about, like, the devil, right? So I'm just wondering, what am I supposed to learn from this?
Okay. And there's a really easy answer with, you don't even need cards for this. The imagery of the devil showing up in your dreams, I could have multiple meanings, but here, let me pull some cards and just see what's going on first here. So when I was shuffling, a card flew out, and I had to lean down here and pick it up off the floor. They say what calls will come. That's old fortune-telling parlance, right? And I got the Nine of Cups, which I had gotten for, you know, that previous question earlier. The Nine of Cups, the wish-fulfilled card, literally your dreams coming true card, okay? And so this is a message. It might have nothing to do with your actual question, though, you know, because it popped out before you got the full question out. So, but spirit, the universe, the tarot, your subconscious, your higher self, somebody wants you to know that something you've been contemplating, wanting to manifest, is going to happen. Okay? So that's a separate thing.
Okay.
That's a separate.
Yeah, that's the business. Yeah. The dessert business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that now. The dessert. That was the call before that. Okay. I remember that now. All right. I need a scorecard, you know, for Christiana, you know, like, I guess, write down dates. And, you know, some of our hosts actually do that. I think Sharona does that. You know, she wasn't doing video. She's on audio. So you don't know that she has this giant pad of paper and she's writing down, you know, the date, the time, such and such, so-and-so called. And here was the question, here was the cards I got, you know. And then if they call back in, then they can, you know, continue the conversation. She has notes.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. I don't. Okay,
yeah,
hang on just a second. I'm taking a cup of coffee. I'm taking a sip of coffee, Christiana. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's hard to keep talking, especially when you don't have a co-host. You're the only person. It's hard to keep talking and your throat gets dried out and you've got to drink water and coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
And those watching on YouTube, you know, see me doing that, whereas people on the phone lines and listening on radio are not seeing me take the sip there and know to pause. Let's see, Kim. I'm looking at the cards now. Hold on. Looking at this. So the meaning of the devil card in tarot, for example, okay, it's attachments, okay? The meaning is attachments. So if you're getting that in your dreams, what are you attached to that you need to let go of that is preventing you from manifesting something about something? And, oh, we're going to stop 90 seconds and we're going to stop live streaming. So
okay.
I'm just letting everybody know we are not going away. You know, this will be recorded. It's just if you're listening on a player, the live stream will end, not the YouTube live. That'll continue on. But we are trying to end at the top of the hour here. I was trying to go for a short hour show. That's why it's only programmed for 60 minutes. But don't worry. We're still here. We're still broadcasting on YouTube. So what I was saying about the attachments, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's talking about the business or something else in your life or relationships or – you know,
it's
what it is you're trying
old,
to manifest, but the
yeah, it's an old
on,
relationship.
But the, whatever it is, it that's what it is. It's the devil shows up to show us that we are attached to something. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the reason behind that, you know, I don't have the devil card readily available. You know, you have to go through 70. I'm going to see if I can find the devil card here real quick for the people that are watching us so they can get a visual of what I'm talking about. I don't know if I'll be able to find it, though, real quick here. Found the death card. Okay, just hang in there for a second, Christiana, as I'm looking.
Okay.
There it is. Finally found it. Whew. I had to go through a lot of cards. Okay, so for those of you watching on YouTube, you can see the devil card. You see the chains? Okay. He is the devil, and it's not really the devil. I mean, he's got bat wings. He's got a goat head. He's got, you know, I mean, he is a amalgamation. I forget what they call that. We've talked about this before, where he is a constructed creature, not, and he's got a human chest and arms. He is a put together, obviously not real creature that is just meant to scare us, has no power of his own. He's perched on a half block. Now notice when I say half block, what that means is a cube would be, you know, equal sided, whereas this block is not. It's actually a half cube, and that's indicating that half of the information is missing. You look at the chains are wrapped around the woman's neck and the man's neck. These are the same figures, this man and woman, as in the lover's card, which is in Eden. It is Adam and Eve. And here in the devil card is after they've left the garden. And they get attached to things, which didn't happen in the garden. And that's what these chains are, and they're looped around their necks. If you look really closely, though, the loop around their necks of the chain is very, very loose. It's a large opening. They could just reach up and just take the chains off. They are continuing their attachment on their own. In other words, they are responsible. It isn't the devil. We blame the devil. But the devil has no power of its own. We do that. We do the attachments. We give it energy, you know. A lot of tarotists talk about the tail of the guy. They both have tails. The woman's tail has grapes at the end of it. The guy's tail has flames at the end of it. And flames are indicative, just like the wands, of that fire energy, passion. You know, it's uncontrolled passion. And a lot of people, when they see the devil figure and he's holding a torch down towards the tail of the guy, they think that the devil is lighting up or burning his tail. They have it backwards. It's actually the other way around. The guy's tail with the flame is lighting the torch that the devil's holding. He's giving the devil power. The devil has no power. It's coming from the guy. Yeah. So when you're getting this in your dreams, you know, it's letting you know that you have all of the power in the situation. You can progress forward by letting go of your attachments to whatever it is. And it seems like you know what it's talking about.
Yeah, I do. And I've been working on that for a long time. It was a really deep trauma. So I've been really working on that in therapy and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so this is a perfect example for everybody that, you know, you were worried about calling in too much, but your question was not the same question. See, the problem is when they call in or they go in the chat and they ask the same thing over and over and over for months, and we keep answering.
I know what you mean.
they don't want to take the advice, you know. And these are the people that talking about attachments with the devil card. These are the people that are addicted to these kind of psychic readings. And they'll go through, like, you know, 10, 12 different psychics because they're waiting to hear what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are the kinds of questions, you know, repeat calls, repeat questions that we don't want. But if you call back and you have a completely different question like you did today, no problem, you know. But thanks for calling in, Christiane. And now you gotta let us know
The continuing story of Christiane as Christiane turns.
All right. Well, thank you for the reading.
Bye. Oh, wow. That was fun. Plus, I got to do, you know, another cool teaching minute about the devil card and what it really means and that it's not the devil and that, you know, the devil is not lighting the man's tail. The man is lighting the devil's torch because he's giving power to the devil. Devil has no power of its own. So I got to do that. Oh, I got to excerpt that out. That would be a cool little mini video, you know, the meaning of the devil card. So what's been going on in the chat? I know Maria's been joining us for some of the, you know, I love it. Maria's retired now. And so, like, she can occasionally join us here in the cafe and hang out with us on a weekday. Remember, she'd be in school right now teaching. We never used to be able to do this. Oh, Maria says, well done, Dax. Thank you. I got to go back through all the ones that I missed though here. And Maria says she's looking forward to the Angelic View on February 4th as well. Tune in for her mini topic. I already got the slides up, ready to go. We can flip through them. Catherine has been taking questions from the YouTube chat. Oh, thanks for that, Charlotte. I wasn't entirely sure because I know in the past she wasn't. So now that she's gone to full, you know, doing video simulcast with radio, I'm glad that she's in the chat room taking questions from there as well as the phone lines like we do. Was it Isa that had a question? I remember you guys telling her to put it in chat. Yeah, and Michelle was talking about talking with her hands as well. Aisha is asking about Solomon and feelings for me. Why haven't he confessed his feelings? Okay, so why hasn't he just, you know, told you? you know, and stuff like that. You know, is there a reason, you know, even, you know, I mean, that's a normal dynamic, especially in men. You know, you're waiting for the guy to, it may take a while. Woo! Oh, God. What else was going on? I don't think there was any other questions. I answered one question up here. Was there a question from first name? I see you're typing, but I can't read it right now. Okay, yeah. Okay, so first name has a general question too. All right. And that might be it. That might be it. Also, the phone lines are still open, even though Blog Talk stopped streaming. But I am going to get out of here pretty quick after these questions. Let's see here real quick. A little more shuffling. Alrighty. I'm going to remind you of the New Year sale. Where is it? Over here. Psychic.cafe/New Year. Can book a session with me for half price, $49.99. And I'm going to do your numerology as well. And of course, you know, our coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee. What's a cafe without coffee, right? Absolutely. And if you want to talk to me in between shows, you know, there's my URL, psychic.cafe/Dax. You have to join the website in order to send me a message. You can email me, dax@psychic.cafe. You know, but to get a message to me quicker, you want to message me. By the way, when you message me from my page here at Psychic Cafe Dax, so psychic.cafe/Dax, I get an email anyway that tells me that you left me a message. So it's better to just send me a message on the site because I'm going to get an email that you messaged me. And, you know, ask anything you want. If you're curious about my course, if you're curious about certification, our workshops, our membership, joining, questions about tarot, numerology, if you want to book a reading with me, if you want to get your numerology done, just start up a conversation with me on my page, psychic.cafe/Dax. Oh, and I'm going to forget, so I better say, please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done so. So go ahead and subscribe. Hit that bell icon because you'll get all the notifications. What that means when we're about to go live, YouTube will let you know so you can come and join us. And like the video because that helps us a lot. YouTube lowered their requirements to get monetized. And so I'm hoping we'll be able to reach it at some point. We only need 500 subs. I forget what we're at, somewhere between 350 to 400, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we're over 400 now. I don't know, 350 something. And if we can get that, and I think we need, instead of 4,000 watch hours, we need 3,000 watch hours. And then that'll allow us to do super chats. So instead of, you know, the coffee page, people here in the chat can just send us a tip, $5, $10, $15, $20. And we may start using that for the readings. Yeah. But we got to get monetized first. All righty. Trying to find that question again. Who was it again? Oh, it was Salmon. All right. So I want to focus in on that. All righty. Oh, okay. Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so the Heart of the Matter card is the Ten of Pentacles. So, like, he is still thinking that way. You know, this is family, legacy, multiple generations, you know, parents, children, So I think he's thinking that way. He's just not made the leap yet. The fool card showing up, you know, take the leap. He's still he's showing up as the King of Wands. He's still passionate about you and everything. I just get the feeling that he's not ready yet. Don't know why. Trying to see if there's any indicator. Okay. So, you know, the Ten of Cups shows up. That's a really positive family card as well. Happy family, idyllic family. I still think he's thinking towards that. But it might be a little scary. But what shows up is the Page of Wands. So, like, his focus is on something completely else right now. That's the hold up. You know, it might be work, career. You know, Wands is that fire energy, what he's passionate about. You know, and it showed up with the King of Wands that he's, you know, still passionate about you. I think this, though, is indicating his other passions, that he has other passions. I don't think that means a different person other than you. I don't think that's what's going on. I think it's work or career related. Travel. The Page of Wands is a travel card, like the Knight of Wands. They both have the pyramids. International travel. Or someone that speaks a different language might be involved. But I was feeling travel, you know, maybe he's looking at doing some traveling. Maybe he's focused on career. I don't know exactly, but that's what's going on. So you, in the meantime, you have to just roll with that. And I get the Three of Cups. You need to let your hair down, go for a girls' night out, you know, hang out with your girlfriends, chit chat about the boys. Don't be feeling any kind of pressure. You know, there's no rush to have a committed relationship anyway, you know, and there's no pressure there. Or, you know, maybe that's the problem. You know, don't put any pressure on him. And if he's going to be ready, he'll be ready when he's ready, kind of thing. That's how I'm feeling about it. Doing some more shuffling here. Oh, that's Christiana. Yeah, Krista in chat, I think, is Christiana. That question that you switched off of, the ancestors one, that was kind of cool, though. So, like, if you want to call in on – oh, wait. I was talking about Maria's show, but that's not till the 4th. Well, you know, okay, Catherine's on tomorrow. I don't know if I have a guest co-host on Saturday, but I do have Pamela Steele on Sunday. So call in on Sunday with the ancestors question. I think she'd love that. And be something different, you know? Katarina says, thanks again, Charlotte. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was going to go back up to, okay, first name, last name. I saw you come in the chat, but I didn't see that you wrote questions here. So let me see if I can. I have a meeting coming up. Do you see them paying me to come in to speak or present more than one time? I'd like to work with this organization on a regular basis. I guess my general question is, do you see things picking up with the corporate contacts? It's been a long and tiring journey and a lot of no's. Well, you know, I don't know why, but this is the first thing that popped in my head. And I don't know that I would call it psychic or psychic intuition or anything like that. Just something popped in my head when I read what you said just there. And, you know, that's the old axiom that we've said over and over and over again on these shows, you know, from Einstein, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Food for thought. Maybe you're going at this corporate gig thing the wrong way, or from a, maybe you need to do it from a different angle or a different aspect of it. Or maybe it's not the right corporations, the right clientele, maybe a different industry. You know, I mean, if it's all those ups and downs, nose and nose and nose and nose and nose, retool your offering. Go for a different industry and completely rewrite what you do. I don't know what it is you do. Speaking, consulting. That's just my advice, you know. And remember, you know, it's first name, last name. I'm just going to call you first. The numerology today, remember, beginning of the show, 7 energy, reevaluating. So I'm going to pull some cards. I just shuffled. You saw me shuffling, right? It came back up again. The 7 of Pentacles. Now, if that is not a huge indication that A, you know, this can't be chance, and B, yeah, what I was just saying to you without pulling cards, I got pulling cards. You need to reevaluate your offering. Should you even be in this industry? You know, well, you know, corporate work sucks anyway. You know, it's better when you're a consultant or a speaker. True. But, you know, maybe you need to be a different kind of speaker. I mean, is it the speaking you like? Or, you know, is it the speaking you like? Or is it just being an entrepreneur? Or, you know, what is it? What is it? Okay. If you find that it's like, hey, I like going into corporations and speaking and everything, well, maybe you could do a different kind of speaking. Tony Robbins, you know, motivational speaking, spiritual, speaking on spirituality, things like that. If it's being in the corporate world, sorry. Oh, God. We got very dried out last night. If it's speaking in the corporate world and it's just the general, like you're working in the corporate world, but you're not having to be in a corporation, you know, at an officer level or below, you are an outside party coming in as a consultant or a speaker or both. And if it's working for corporations without actually working for them when you have your own business, the 9 of Pentacles shows up. So that may very well be what it is. Then, yeah, you know, if you really like it, continue on. If you don't like it, try to shift somewhere else. If you really like being an entrepreneur and consulting and everything, like, you know, maybe if you're getting a lot of no's, like I said, you got to shift something here. I'm getting the death card. One door closes, another door opens. Okay. And the horse is trampling the king under here, you know, showing that, you know, nothing escapes death. I don't care if you're, you know, the royalty. What's going on in this card is the sun is rising. We've got sunrise in the back here. A new day is dawning. All right. But you know, you've heard the term or the phrase, beating a horse to death. That's the feeling I'm getting here. You know? So I think you already know all this, and this is just confirming. You know, earlier on I had gotten the 5 of Pentacles. I mean, that's how you're feeling out in the cold, you know, big bad corporation here, them saying no to you. It's really not them. It's you. You got to work on your own entrepreneurial position and what you're offering and how you're offering it and to what types of companies are you offering it to. Maybe completely change genre. You know, if you help pharmaceutical companies switch to companies that make cosmetic products, completely different, yet not chemicals, still chemicals, but completely different, right? Different cultures, different corporate cultures. Yep. Anyways, I hope this is giving you some ideas, because, you know, I can't give you the answer. I can only like point you in the right direction. Page of Swords. You know, find that one sword, that one idea, and run with it. This new idea, not the same thing, over and over and over and over again. And don't forget the relationships involved and the connections with people. That's what's showing up here with the Two of Cups. This could be talking about a couple of things. Cups is emotions, you know. Are you emotionally fulfilled with this kind of work, or could you be helping other people with other problems, solving other problems for other people as an entrepreneur? Maybe. What else? Maybe it's how you go at it. This could be talking about developing the relationships before making the offer. Figure out the corporate culture, you know, what company it is you want to speak with, and work on the communication. Do some detective work. What's seven? Natural detective is life past sevens. That's what the energy is today. Do your research. Find out everybody who is the powers that be, the administrative assistants, you know, to the higher ranking officers. It's like smooge them, because you'll be surprised what you can make happen when you're best friends with the administrative assistant. Anyway, I don't know if any of this is helping you. I don't even know if you're still in chat there, but you know, oh yes. Oh, he's in there. Okay. Or she, laughing out loud. I need want money with this work. Yay. Thanks, Charlotte. What's the, well, that's what changed here too. This also, this not-for-profit is more aligned with and values the work I do with people. Yeah. So nonprofit. That's great. Totally go with the nonprofits. You know, that's what I'm planning this year. Later on in the year, I want to start getting back into building websites. And one of the niches that I want to shoot for is veteran service organizations and their nonprofits. So, you know, build websites for the posts and stuff like that. I built it for my posts and needs to be replaced, reworked. And so I've got a whole bunch of really cool software and courses and hosting for websites and all kinds of different stuff back around Black Friday into late December. Got a lot of good deals and everything. And right now I'm busy with the Psychic Cafe website, but after that I'm going to start building some websites and practice getting it all set up. I want to make websites for veteran service organizations and also spiritual entrepreneurs. So anybody, any of our listeners, viewers that, you know, need websites, let me know. All righty. Let me see if there was, I thought there was another question in here. check the phone lines real quick. Okay, good. Well, you wouldn't get any more phone calls anyway because we stopped streaming. That's why. Okay, I'm just going to look in here. Oh, the other Maria popped in. Hi, Dax and all. She has a question. I think that might be the only question. I got to get Charlotte and Michelle and, you know, whoever's in the chat to start writing these things down for me. The other Maria had to run. Great show, Dax. I have to run now. Angel blessings, everyone. So Maria's question, the other Maria, do you think I will get an apartment in the town that starts with a C or F? Oh, it's really good. She did it the way I told her. Okay, so I'm going to cut the cards. Man, that card keeps showing up today. Okay, so we're pulling for C. We're pulling for F, C, F, C, F. So I'm pulling some different cards here for each one. And also I got the Heart of the Matter card. And it's the Ten of Pentacles again. Legacy, family. Money around family, investments, all that kind of thing. Also, you know, 10, as I explained on yesterday's show, is there is no 10. 10 is 1. 1 plus 0 is 1. There's only the 9 numbers in numerology. So when you get 10, in tarot we keep it only because it's a special case where it's the hairbreadth moment, that fraction of a moment after the 9 and before the 1. So it really is the start of a new cycle, start of something new. But it's also overkill because 9 is the end of the cycle. So 10 is like overkill. And if you look at the cards, the 10 cards in the Waite-Smith, you'll see, I mean, like the 10 of swords. 10 swords in someone's back. Really, you need 10 swords? How about one? You know, so I'll give another example. 10 of cups. Got all those cups. You got the idyllic scene and everything. It's like, yeah, that's what everybody sees. But what about the arguments going on behind closed doors in the house? There's the house across the field. They're out there dancing. They look like the perfect family. Just wait. If you were a fly on the wall inside that house across the field and listen to those people, not so idyllic maybe. So what it is with this overkill with the tens, a lot of times the tens are very positive, but sometimes it's overkill. Sometimes it is an illusion. It's not real, you know? So I don't know exactly why that card and that, but that's the meaning of the card I'm getting in, you know, with intuition, but I'm not sure how that fits with your question. But I do feel, you know, when we're looking at town C versus town F, it's like I'm thinking that, you know, whichever of them seems like the perfect situation, maybe not, you know, give it some more thought. Also, if either of those towns, there's a family connection, there's family, what it's saying to me is like that, the opposite, like you would think it was saying that, yeah, you know, go to the town where the family, no, it's saying the opposite. It's saying, you know, like the plague, avoid the town that has the family. Now, that all said, the cards that I got for an apartment in town C or town F. So town C, I get the High Priestess card, Major Arcana. I get the Strength card. This is looking really good. 8 is abundance in numerology, right? Strength card. And I'm getting the 5 of Wands. The 5 of Wands. So it's not without its struggles, perhaps. But it's looking really good for C. Let's take a look at F Town. So 8 of Wands. Remember strength? 8 8. You can have abundance in either place. But ultimately, 4 of cups, he's not happy with his choices here, you know? And then I get the Knight of Cups. Okay? It's like, it could happen quickly for Town F. It could be abundant, 8. Ultimately, you're not happy with the apartment you end up with. And then the Knight of Cups message, it's often a message coming in. I think you can make it work. But with Town C, we're getting major arcana cards, big fat yes cards. Even though there might be a little bit of, you know, working on it. I know it looks like they're fighting, but often that's not what this means. It can also just mean some struggles, you're trying to, like these 5 poor guys, because they didn't read the instructions, they're trying to build a tent and they have no clue what they're doing. And they're trying to put up the tent poles. You know, so it might be one of those situations where, you know, there might be some renovations to do or something. In the first town, county. But, you know, I'm going to go with, you know, the choice that got all the major arcana cards versus this. You know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take C. So, hope that helped you out. We are at the end of the show. Hey, you could still hang out with me in the cafe. Come over to psychic.cafe. That's www.psychic.cafe. Oh, actually, that URL somewhere here. I'm messing up. I'm all over the place here. I got to figure out a better way to do this, you know. But there it is, www.psychic.cafe. Come on over. Join. A lot of people have been joining. You guys haven't been putting in an avatar, a profile picture. You know, please put a profile picture in, and please use your name. And if you can't for some reason you need to be anonymous for something, you know, and your name is, I don't know, David Smith, put in something else, you know, Jake Johnson or something. At least put a pseudonym in. You know, don't put some weird bunches of names or words strung together or something like that. You know, go with the first name, last name, a human being, and a picture of a human being. And if you need to be anonymous, well, you know, you can pick a different picture for your avatar that's maybe somebody else. I don't know. However you want to do it. But, like, for the majority of us, please put your real picture of you if you can and your real name, you know, when you join up here. And you can join up for free right now and hang out with us in the cafe. We'll be back tomorrow with Catherine's show. I'll be doing the behind-the-scenes technical stuff, but I won't be on the show. But you can call in, and you can get readings from the chat as well. I got to go back and read the chat because a lot of people were saying stuff. Oh, Nilda popped in. Hi, Nilda. Sorry I didn't get your question, but either Catherine or I will answer you in the chat if you pop in chat tomorrow. Even better, wait till Saturday. I'll be on here Saturday. Yep. So, yes. So, come on over to the site. And, you know, don't forget that New Year's sale, psychic.cafe/New Year. I'll take you there. And you can join up to the premium membership for life, 75% off. You can also book a reading with me, 50% off. And don't forget the coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee. All right. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and, you know, hit that outro music. And I will see you all on Saturday. This was a lot of fun.